Well, it's been a firmer start for local shares. The ASX 200 bouncing back from consecutive declines last Thursday and Friday. At about midday Sydney time, the index up about 20 points, or roughly a third of 1%. At its highs, we did break back above that 6,200 point mark, but currently just slightly below those particular levels. Some of the most improved stocks that we've seen today coming through from the likes of consumer staples and also the IT sector, although we have seen the majority of sectors actually improving at the moment. Some of the laggards coming through from financials and also materials, gold miners in particular, some of the biggest losers on the market in the first couple of hours of trade. So if we have a look at some of the winners, Afterpay is up more than 2%, as is WiseTech, both leading the way for the tech space. Link Group also improving. It's up about 1.8%. It's received an improved takeover offer from that private equity consortium from $5.20 per share up to $5.40 per share. That first offer was actually rejected by Link due to the management really thinking that offer undervalued the company. Elsewhere, Coca-Cola Amatil is one of the real big winners on the market. It's up about 15% in a couple of hours of trade. Also moving on the back of takeover talk, it was put in a trading halt at the back end of last week, basically on a material transaction, and that has been announced today that Coca-Cola European Partners has put in about a $9.3 billion takeover offer for the company at $12.75 per share. It's also come out with a bit of a trading update for the September quarter, the third quarter of calendar year 2020, and it's basically seen year to date, or year on year, its revenue and volume still down on the previous year, but trending higher compared to what they recorded at the half. COVID restrictions, certainly an impact there, but some solid growth coming through from WA and New Zealand. Elsewhere, Westpac has seen its share price kind of swing around between gains and losses, at the moment roughly flat. It's announced a further hit to its second half earnings that it will be releasing in a couple of weeks' time, $1.2 billion after tax, and that has a number of write-downs in relation to its life insurance business, auto finance, and of course that AUSTRAC investigation as well, that $1.3 billion fine that was agreed to. They've had to lift their provisions by an additional $400 million. The Aussie dollar itself is also a little bit weaker today. It's down to roughly 71.3 US cents.